Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast about curricula-based outdoor learning. And today we are going to talk about different curriculas in different countries. We will introduce ourselves in a few minutes. And our aim is to tell you as teachers of primary schools something about the different approaches on how to include outdoor learning in a normal school life.
My name is Lara and I'm from Spain, and I'm going to talk about the Spanish curriculum in specific of arts and craft.
I'm Valeria, I'm from Liechtenstein. I will talk about the Liechtenstein curriculum from primary school as well for arts and crafts.
And my name is Adele, I'm from Austria, and I will do the same with arts and craft in the Austrian curricula.
And my name is Hannah, I'm from Germany, and I will focus on the curriculum from Baden-Württemberg, also about the topic of arts and crafts.
First of all, I'm going to speak about the Spanish curriculum, and I want to say that in Spain the curriculum of this subject is the same for all the primary courses, and this is from first to sixth course.
And in Liechtenstein, this is a little bit different. We have the first to the fifth grade, but we have also like the main courses like art and craft.
Mm-hmm. So in Austria, primary school is from first to fourth grade, and the arts curriculum is separated from the crafts curriculum. How is it in Germany, Hannah?
In Germany, it is also primary school from first to fourth grade, but it is separated into first and second, and then third to fourth grade. So we have two main groups of what to learn, and it's arts and craft combined in one curriculum. What do you think? What kind of topics are really good to take outdoors? Like, for example, I just have one thing in mind, that the pupils in the German curriculum are supposed to learn about different materials, what to use in the arts topic. So for example, they can use different colors, and there was maybe the idea to take the students outside to learn to make their own colors, or like mm-hmm. what flowers make different colors and yeah. what
like
to draw with.
Natural colors.
Natural yeah. colors, exactly.
I so think they it's would a really more. Nice topic to take outside, and it's really connected with outdoors, because nature is called nature and it's outside. So yeah. I think you can compare these two things really good, because nature and nature color is like one topic. And I think that's a really good way to start going outside, because the connection is, you see the connection.
It's very obvious.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's very
it
obvious.
Is, yeah. So. And I found also in the Austrian curriculum that the children should learn different surfaces, and nature is has a huge range of different surfaces. Sometimes it's smooth, sometimes it's fluffy or edgy. So you can learn it outdoors with different nature materials too.
And also with different senses when
yeah.
you touch it.
Yeah. yeah.
What is in Spain? Is it like a similar topic that you can take outdoors concerning colors?
Yes, in Spain, for example, children should learn to classify colors into primary and secondary. And maybe if you want to learn that outside, I thought about an idea. Maybe they can divide themselves into groups, and maybe they can find some objects, and they can classify, they can say the color of the object, and then one per one they can classify it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's a nice idea.
After classify a lot of objects, maybe they have this knowledge.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a lot of like color theory that you can just take outdoors, and the children can experience themselves.
It's learning by doing. Yeah. Like
yeah.
exactly,
it's they are going outside and making the process of learning by doing with the
yeah.
the two types of colors, with the primary and secondary colors. Yeah, I think it's a really nice idea to make in an area where it's not so many outdoor learning, to take little steps to bring it outdoors.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't always have to be like the roughest environment. Sometimes it's enough just to take the the area in front of the school to look at flowers at different colors. And
it's also possible on the schoolyard with the chalk for the streets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That is a really nice painting topic, because they have the street chalk and they can make big pictures, and it's like the ground is like the paper, and they can use their fantasy to draw, and if it's a big one, they can make it like a band, like in a row, or they can make it like a graffiti color, and it's like also their fantasy gets more and more. They use another material, like the street
also
cork,
the motor skill
of
because
the bigger
it's a bigger
things to haul,
and not only a thin pen.
Yeah, that's one of the things it's mentioned in the Liechtenstein curriculum. They should do it. So it's also a thing you can really good to take it outside, and it's also possible to make with the street art in street calc color inside on the paper, because it's also working. But you can take it also outside and make this big picture, not only a A4 picture. It's possible too.
And they have to work together, not only for themselves.
It's also the 21st century skills, when they use the soft skills to work as a team, to be creative. Yeah. I mean, the arts and craft is about creativity, basically. So when they work in a group, like, for example, also in the German curriculum, it says they are supposed to work practically, so not just like drawing something in a small scale, but like big tools, as Valeria said as well. It's a real nice way to like experiment with different materials outside on a big scale.
Yes, and I also think that you can use little needles and cones and so on for art and craft. So you can make like little figures to play, and you can make role playing, and you can paint them a face or make.
There's no rules out
there. There are no rules.
You don't need to. That's one thing I really like about art outdoors, because art should be without borders. You should be able to create everything that you want. And if you bring materials to a classroom as a teacher, you put some kind of boundaries to what the children can
do. It's also the classroom is the boundary.
Exactly. The room itself.
The room itself, it's the boundary. And then you bring the stuff inside, and it's a boundary again. And it's like boundary and boundary. And outside, you have no boundary
they can
to see. And you have the material they can find by themselves. So they have no boundary.
Imagine you would take them outside and just tell them, okay, create whatever you like. You can choose, like, maybe for us the affordance would be take a stone or take like a cone, but the children would maybe see like different materials that we cannot even think about.
Wind or shadow and light, it's also based in the Austrian curriculum to do things with the shadow and the light, and normally we don't see it really, we see it, but we don't think about shadow and light, but maybe the children do, and there are so many different things you can do with your fingers and do some place or something else in shadow and light, or also with water and wind. Is in Spain shadow and light or something else also important?
Yes, in Spain the light it's also important, because they have to learn about it, but it's more theoretical concepts. But if you want to learn outside, maybe they can make some activities about the light. Maybe they can take some tree leaves, and if they put the leaf, for example, they hold the leaf on their hand under the sun, it will be more.
It has a different color
And then you can even connect this topic with another topic. So, for example, the natural science. So learn maybe about why are leaves green, or why do colors plants have a certain color.
There are so many connections, like a weak topic, and it's going through all the subjects.
Is there in Austria, is there some, you said it's disconnected, like the arts and the crafts, it's like two different topics. What kind of crafts topics would you take outside?
For example, there's written to build objects. For example, it's really written in the curriculum to build a tent with branches, or for example, a snow castle, or maybe in Spain it would be a sand castle.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But you have to build something with other materials, not only with wood or something else, or with the saw. You can do it with snow as well, or also with trash. Doesn't matter what.
Yeah, true. That's a nice connection of the societal problems, like with the trash
mm-hmm.
and the waste. But you can also transform it into something positive
yeah.
to use the trash for art,
for example.
For
That's
art
nice.
Or for craft.
Yeah,
to,
exactly.
To stick it. And I think there is a little border in my curriculum too, but it's a little bit separated, but it's also together. Like
yeah.
we have a lot of time to build something in art, in craft, and paint it afterwards in art, so
mm-hmm.
you can connect it really nice to go outside picking up some trash and color it afterwards in art. So it's, I think that's also a project or a subject who is so going into each other, so it's not really separated, but in as well as in the Austrian curriculum, it's separated as well in my curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a good subject, or a good good two subjects to connect to each other.
Yeah, they are quite similar each other.
Does it say in the Spanish curriculum something about using tools or
no.
something?
No, in Spain that it's so different.
But you have craft that you making building like a,
yeah.
I don't know, a little house of
for
wood
or something.
For wood, yeah, for birds.
We don't have this in the curriculum, but for example, another important topic is to know the geometric shapes, so we can use that in order to learn the shapes, because if we use another materials and another different materials and that.
Okay, but the subject craft,
yeah.
Does it exist in Spain?
Yeah, yeah, it's art and craft.
It's art and craft, okay, it's
yes.
together. It's
so as an idea, you could maybe take different wood materials
yeah.
and use nails and hammers and
yeah.
like build boxes to learn about the shape of a cube, for example.
Yeah.
To
maybe
the cube or
a triangle.
They can first see some, for example, a table. It's rectangular and a square and that, and then they can do by themselves.
Yes,
that's
really nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah. In the German curriculum, it's also it also talks about the use of media
mm-hmm.
to have this connection, like also with the 21st century skills, the use of media in the classroom. But I think this is a really good topic to also take outside. Of course, you cannot look at different machines, how to create like picture techniques and everything outdoors, because it's like it's machines that you use indoors. But for example, taking pictures with
mm.
cameras, I think that's a really good thing, especially for small children, to learn to focus on a certain detail
yeah.
when they go outside and all get a camera and are supposed to take pictures of certain things and then present them to someone, like with a topic.
Yeah.
I think that's a really cool way to connect the
mm-hmm.
nature that doesn't use many, like not a lot of equipment, with the media.
Yeah.
I think it's really good connected. It's also mentioned in the Lichtenstein curriculum. You have to connect the different things above the picture and on the picture, like the backgrounds and so on. And then you can analyze it afterwards. But that they go and search for different patterns, pictures, trees. I don't know what's all in the nature or also in the... It can be also in the schoolyard. It doesn't matter. It's forest, it's... playground, it's everywhere. They can use it and they can analyze afterwards, because we have the topic analyze in the art curriculum
mm-hmm.
that they can talk about the feeling of a picture, and you can do it outside, it's no problem. So it's really nice to connect different things and make the best out of it. I think art and crafts are a really good subject, or too good subject to take outside. It has not be always outside, but I think it's a really nice part to take the kids outside and compare with the nature. And it has to be not only on the schoolyard, you can go little bit further on or far away. And it's also a good subject to learn about different materials in a different way, and to make different things not always on the table.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. If they go outside, they can be more creative because they see more things, more materials and that, and they can be more open mind because they have to think more about all the things.
Yeah. In the German curricula, it talks a lot about learning aesthetics, and I think the nature is just so aesthetic in its own way. So it's a really good input for all kinds of arts and crafts. So if children say like, oh, I'm not creative, just take them outside, and I think they will be totally fine to have a lot of inspiration, what to do with like with their hands, with materials, with colors, with the light, with the shadow, with everything.
Find, we can maybe a little bit compare, like they find effort dances also in different materials, not
yes.
only
yeah.
to make them body moves, Afro dance, it's more like they can also find Afro dances in a leaf and how you can make colors out of a leaf or
mm-hmm.
and so on. It's only an example, but they get open-minded like an Afro dances with some tools.
So you mean physical literacy and on arts is like creative literacy?
Maybe.
To push all the children's creative mind.
Yeah, they get experiment, or they do experiments, and yeah, they see new things, and it's totally different from the classroom.
Yeah, I feel like it's very important to also have parts indoors to
yeah,
learn the quiet,
yeah.
like just take a pen, draw detailed things on a paper. That's also important, but it's especially in arts and craft, which is a very open topic, you can do the very detailed stuff, like the focused one inside on the table, but you can also extend it to like the big artwork outside with the chalk on the street or with building huts in the forest and learn about knots too when they build their own little
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think
things.
Also for, I think it's at home at our teacher, they have to go out of their normal rule days because an outdoor teaching with arts and crafts, they don't have to prepare something. Yeah, they bring the cog, the street cog or something like that, or leave the children like they want to do. But the problem we had at home is the made pictures, they have only to color it, and we have to go away from this, and the nature is the best thing, and the outdoor learning to go away from a strict way they have to do it like.
Yeah, and all the same. So many teachers say the whole class have to do the same bird. It should be perfect and they have to look the same. And it doesn't matter. One bird is a bit bigger, the other one is smaller. Or
the other one is pink and the other one is green.
And maybe there are children that are not good in drawing, but then they go outside and they can do a lot of things with leaves, for example, they can build something with wood or whatever. It's not all drawing and that.
Yeah. Art shouldn't be rated or put into categories because it's not a subject like maths where you have categories.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just, everybody has to use their own creativity.
Yeah.
And maybe when you rate it, it should be the rate of has the task been met? Like, is the task done or achieved or not? But not how well it is done because everybody does it differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So every child should use their own creativity.
Thank you for listening to our podcast about outdoor learning in the subject arts and craft. I hope you had a little inspiration about these subjects.
Bye.
Bye.